I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have Stephanie Dinwiddle on the line with us, and she is a parent. She has a son who was at Howard University, and of course, the school closed down because of the coronavirus. I want to say a pleasant good morning to you, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Thank good.
Sean is here too.
Hello.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, how are you, Sean?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I want to ask you all, first of all, when you got the news, Stephanie, that Howard University was getting ready to close down, what was going through your mind? You said, I've got this son up here in college. What went through your mind?
We panicked. I did, because I knew that it was serious. It was very serious if the schools were closing. The good thing is it was Sean's spring break, so I knew that he was coming home. However, you know, what were we going to do with his stuff? You know, it was a lot of questions. But I did want to get him home. That was my first thing that I said. You know, forget all the things that he has there. Let's get home because this is very serious.
Exactly. And so when you said, let's just get him home, were you able to remove all of his things from campus and move him back home? Okay.
No, and I'll let him tell you more.
No, most of my stuff is still in my dorm currently right now. They didn't give us a defined date of when we needed to move out. So we're still waiting to know when I can get my stuff back out of my dorm.
Okay. Wow, because there were a lot of colleges, and even here in Atlanta, they were on spring break, but then they were given a date that they had to remove all of their things out. So you actually stayed on campus in the dormitory?
Oh, yes, I stayed on campus in a dormitory, and when they told us that we had to leave immediately, they said we could come back April 6th. Later, it just kept going, the date kept getting pushed back, so currently we don't know how long we're going to be out. Due to D.C. being in a state of emergency, so we just have to wait and wait it out until we know what's happening next.
Yes. Well, Sean, how was that experience for you when you got the word and you heard, listen, we've got to get out of here and we've got to go home because it's coronavirus? What rose through your mind?
See, first we had like a week before we really moved out. They started canceling classes just due to like coronavirus. They didn't think that we needed to like move out immediately. We still went to like, we just kind of stayed in the dorm for about a week. After that, they told us that Saturday, like, we had to come back to go back home before spring break. And I don't know, it was just a little stressful trying to know, like, we didn't know what we needed to do completely. We didn't know how serious this was going to be. Living in a dorm, we're like way more at risk to getting the coronavirus with 500 other students living in the same building.
Exactly. And at the same time, did they stop meal services?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they didn't have enough food to adequate, like, to give all the students at one time.
And what was the general synopsis of your colleagues and your other friends that were on campus? What were they experiencing just overall?
A lot of people were panicking. We have a lot of international students who just didn't have the opportunity to go back home immediately. We have people who live mainly at school. So, like, there's a lot of confusion going on campus, and some people were able to move out quickly. Some people still have stuff there. Some people are still stuck there currently right now.
And it's so amazing that the campus has not basically thrown them off Because a lot of the schools have said, listen, we give you a deadline. So that's great that all the students that weren't able to leave campus are still able to hang out there and still live there. Stick around. More with Stephanie and Sean dealing with parent and son having to make that transition from Howard University. Going to ask some more questions about how is he learning and continuing his education while he's away, and how Stephanie is handling the adjustment as to an unpredicted future as it relates to college and attendance and how things will be even in the upcoming semester. Stick around. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Stephanie Dinwiddle and her son, a student at Howard University, is on the lines with us. Sean, I want to ask you, Stephanie, how do you keep your son informed and really educated about this coronavirus and things that he may need to look out for and watch for?
Well, that is the number one household conversation. The television is on all day now, getting the updates. That's just our concern. So every time he walks by, he has a chance to see what the new stats are. It's just one of those things. I just want my kids, and I have a daughter also that's online in high school, to just stay updated because it's serious. It is very serious. So this is the topic when we're eating at the dinner table. It is the topic all day long of updating them on what the statistics are here in Georgia and all over.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sean, do you know of other colleagues or other students who are basically in denial of this coronavirus, or who think that they are not, could not be potentially infected or carriers of it? Have you met or encountered or spoken with any students who kind of feel like, oh, no, this is not going to happen to me?
Definitely. I still have some friends who still like to go hang out outside and stay up 2, 3 a.m. with friends, not really taking this seriously, thinking that they're not, since they hear about younger people being immune to it, really, they're just not taking it seriously. They're not really thinking about how they could affect their parents and their grandparents and the people around them. So it's not like a lot of people, but it's definitely some.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a 20-year-old that died. And then this morning, there was a baby, one of the first infants who's been infected by the coronavirus. Tell us about your online learning experience at Howard University. Now that you're home, how has that been for you?
Transitioning to online class has been interesting, quite the least. It's my first time doing classes online, really.
Okay.
So we kind of go with Skype or Zoom, or thing through Blackboard. We see our teachers virtually and they give us assignments. We just listen on lectures, really. So it's easier to like pay attention in class, I feel like, when you're on your own time in your laptop. But it's also still a challenge just trying to like not procrastinate at the same time.
So you're finding yourself having to do a lot of kind of putting some structure in place and making sure that you make good use of your time?
Yes, it's definitely different. Like, being at school physically, you have like more of that mindset that you're really at school and that you're supposed to be being very productive. But being at home gives you like the mindset that like, oh, you can just like do your homework in your bed. It's a little more relaxed, but it's not the good mindset to have.
Okay. That's good to know. Stephanie, now with this major adjustment, having a college student, a high school student at home, your entire family, how important is it for families now who are just even in your same situation to just adopt a new family system or schedule or regimen so that you're still able as a family to have a productive day? How important is that for parents to do?
It's very important. Now, with my daughter, I'm very pleased with her structure. She is actually working harder from home. She zooms in with her school at 8 o'clock. She is sitting there in front of her computer. She actually gets up early enough to make sure that she has changed clothes. Now she'll put on her sweats and T-shirts, but she is ready to zoom in. And she actually sits at her desk pretty much from 8 until 3:30. And then she'll take a break, and after that, she's back at it again. So I've noticed, and even with myself, we're working more than normal since we are working from home. With Sean, I see a little bit of a difference. It seems like it's a little bit, you know, he has more freedom. But with her, we're still kind of on the schedule because at noon she has lunch, and that's when we have to, I have to make sure she gets something to eat at that time, because from 1 until 3:30, she's really buckled down. She doesn't have a whole lot of free time.
Wow. Okay.
The structure is there, especially with her and with myself. Dad is home too, and he's working, but he kind of works from home all the time. So I'm pretty sure he's feeling it because he's not used to everybody being at home in his space. And, you know,
right.
But thank God, you know, we have our own areas where we can work and be productive. And the one good thing that I do like is that we're able to sit down at night and at least have dinner. We're having dinner together every night and lunch together. That's something that we haven't been able to do in a while. Breakfast, that's been a few times a week also. But again, with her schedule and with mine, we're really working at 8 o'clock.
So oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, the days are long, we're getting it done.
That's good. Sean, how are you making the adjustment? Having, you know, been away from home, you know, gone to college, Howard University, you got your own space, all of this space. And of course, you may share a room, but you know, you kind of pretty much live your independent life as a college student. How are you making the adjustment being back home with the family?
It's definitely different coming back from having a lot more freedom up in D.C., like being able to go eat when I want, have see my friends when I want. It's just like living with this virus going on, can't really socialize as much like I used to up in D.C. Also, these classes, like I still have to like meet at the same time like they usually met. So if I had at 8 a.m., I still have to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and call in, or still just do all the same assignments and do all the same stuff. It's really a different lifestyle change, but it's not necessarily for like the worst, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's making me realize more about like family time and really just learning more about myself as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the great things that comes out of this, is that we're able to, you know, just kind of appreciate and spend more time with family. Sean, how are you able to keep your body active and keep yourself moving by you being in and studying and on quarantine? How are you able to kind of keep your body and even your whole family active and kind of moving, making sure that you're stretching the body out?
I definitely downloaded some apps to do. I have some like meditation apps and also some Nike fitness apps. I've also gone to the park recently just to go walk around and jog. See, like you can still go outside during this time, just not being around people. Let's take use of being around outside your house as well, just being outside, being active.
And to you, Stephanie, how do you recommend adult learning for parents who are home that are working from home, and then some who are not working, but how to keep their minds learning and growing while they're at home? What are your recommendations for parents for that adult learning to keep it moving?
Well, I think you have to have structure. You have to get yourself together. You know, you have to act like you have to keep that schedule as if you were going to work.
Okay.
But also, you've got to have that time to meditate and to keep yourself educated. This one good thing that I do like about working from home, I never really had a lot of me time because I was always on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that it is important to just take an hour out of this day to focus on yourself and learn something different, because with this new way of working and living right now, this is a good time to start taking advantage of a good hobby or learning more on the computer.
Yeah,
find new activities to engage yourself in. So I am happy about that I'm able to look at some small businesses that I might want to start. It's more time, because all that time that I would spend in the car,
mm-hmm,
getting to work, now I'm able to focus more on myself.
Wow, that's right, good. Right. That's good. That's good. Well, listen, we thank the both of you for taking the time out of your schedule today to share with us. You're helping so many families, so many parents, so many other college students that are listening right now. And so, Stephanie, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. And Sean, thank you. You've been a help and so encouraging to so many. Any final words from either one of you?
I would just say that this too will pass. So if yes. it's something that we've got to go through, let's stay in, stay healthy.
Stay at home.
Yes.
Stay home.
Stay home. And even with getting outside, you know, it's a lot of pollen out there, too. So we have to be careful with that. So
yes.
stay in, exercise, and stay safe. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hey, Sean, keep doing what you're doing. And to your daughter, too, as well. And to you, Stephanie, right. and your husband, your whole family. Blessings to you. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.